Good afternoon or evening. This is Erica Glessing. I'm on the Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast, and I'm just joyful that you are here today, awake, alive, breathing, functioning, you know, being on the earth at this time. It's not always easy. I understand that. You know, when you ask for challenges, sometimes they come, and when you ask for something different, sometimes it shows up. And it can really mess everything up. So you can have a brand new opportunity. You're so excited. And then all of a sudden your life's different. And you're like, huh, wow. You know, is this what I invited? Is this chaos what I desired? Because sometimes it can be chaos before it's not chaos. So today I want to invite you into something new. And I invite you to make a new choice and do something different than you've done before. See what it feels like to do something completely different. It's very awkward and uncomfortable. And this week I got up on stage at a rap show. And I should be pretty good. I have fun. Oh my goodness, I had the best time. It was an artist I've been listening to for about, I don't know, forever. I knew every song and every lyric, so maybe that got noticed. It was so much fun to be on stage it was in front of 12,000 people. That was a first. Now, I'm not saying like it did that much to change my life, but just doing something out of the ordinary, like I'm going to have that memory, you know, forever. Like I'm always going to have that memory. So what could you do that would be a new memory? You know, I just encourage you, clear out the spaces where you thought you couldn't, or you didn't think you were good enough, or you weren't sure. You know, just clear that crap right out. Start listening to that inner voice and that inner guidance, and then take some actions based on that inner guidance. Take some action. You know, do it. Wake up. You know, I'm one, you know, I've slept through a lot of opportunities. When I was young, oh my goodness, I could get on basically any backstage for any event. I just had that energy, and I was a journalist, so people liked to have me around. I would write about them and give them good coverage, and I always had a photographer with me. I had some major fun with photographers. One time, I got to sit next to Michael Jackson while we were watching the circus in Santa Barbara. My photographer took some pictures of the show. It was so much fun. They accidentally thought I was in his crew. So I stuck my, at that time, the way that newspaper journalists covered their stories was they had little pieces of, I had a vertically shaped news notebook. So as soon as they thought I was with him, with his crew, I put the notebook in my back pocket in my jeans. And then I went after his crew and just sat right next to him during the show. And I guess I looked like I was with his crew because nobody knew the difference. And it was a blast. I got to actually hang out with Michael Jackson for a while. Later on, after that experience, I actually was in Lake Tahoe and I covered all the acts that went up there. But I'd interviewed them on the phone a few weeks before, so I didn't always meet him in person. I just want to encourage you, like, what have you desired on the planet? What's the fruit that you haven't tasted? What's the tree that you have not climbed? Where have you not gone? Where have you decided you weren't good enough? Where did you put other people ahead of you? You know, one of my people I've been working with, she's an author, and she's working on her book, and she writes little bits, and then she gets all the self-doubt, like, I'm not the best person, or I don't know as much as someone else. But you know what? Who else is sitting there in the trenches doing the work? Like, who is doing the writing? If you're writing a book, you're different from someone who is thinking about writing a book. So I just want to encourage you to just get off that fence today, do something unexpected, and act on the dream that you've been holding up inside of you, coveting, because you could die tomorrow. Like, seriously, you could get taken out. And then what if you had not, you know? What if I was never on stage dancing with Flo Rida? Oh my goodness, right? Like, what would be different? My life would be less full than if I had that experience. Like, it's better with him in it, I'm just saying. So you guys have a great day. I know you will. Go ahead and think and dream up some stuff and then attract it to you. Just go for it and do it and say yes to some things that you don't even feel comfortable saying yes to, because that's gonna change your life. And that's the energy of life.